Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
Good morning.
Hi, I was calling about the Waffle House Valentine's.
Well, yeah. First of all, who is this and where are you calling from?
My name's Louise. I'm from Georgia.
So Waffle House is taking reservations for Valentine's, dimming the lights, having a special menu for you and your loved one.
That's so thoughtful.
What do you think, Louise?
Actually, one Valentine's Day, I told my husband, let's just go to Waffle House because to avoid the crowd. And we walked in and they asked us if we had reservations. And they had tablecloths and chocolate-covered strawberries.
Wow!
And a special Valentine's Day menu.
So they do this on the regular?
Well, they haven't done it since then, but it kind of became a joke. So that's where we go for Valentine's Day now because of that experience. Don't knock Waffle House. You never know.
No.
That is something else. Did you guys enjoy it?
Oh, I like Waffle House, so yeah, I'm not real high maintenance.
Children say the most adorable things. Sometimes it's embarrassing, but we got to know, what have your children said? Or maybe you said something as a kid and your parents keep reminding you about it. What was that cute thing? 888-888-9976. Olivia's with us. Tell us what happened.
Our Christmas program at church, and part of the program, these men would dress up in beautiful costume as the wise men and then Mary and Joseph.
Okay.
And so they were walking into the sanctuary, and I was trying to keep my daughter, 5 years old, quiet because she was tired and wanted to go home, and she was getting fussy. And so I was like, look, look, there they come. And so I was like, look, there's the shepherd. Look at him. It's Joseph. He's a shepherd. And so I was like trying to keep her and explaining. And then I said, look, there's Mary. That's Jesus's mama. And she looked at me and she's like, but mom, is Mary a shepherd? And I said, no, baby, that's Jesus's mama. And she's like, but mom, Mary had a little lamb.
Family Life Radio.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Things are going well for you. And good morning. What can we do for you?
Good morning, Dr. and Mr. Kenkel Fritz. My name is Deborah. How are you?
I'm Dr. Kenkel Fritz.
I know. I almost
Nurse
did.
Sally.
Wow. Okay.
Nurse practitioner.
And Sally. All of you guys, good morning. How are you?
Well, good.
We're here to help with whatever ails you.
That's right. Well, I hope so.
So every single morning I get on the prayer line and I pray for every single person that's on there.
Aww.
I love you guys.
Yeah, the prayer wall is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. What I do is I pray until I get to the very last prayer. If I wake up and it hasn't been updated, because sometimes it doesn't, then I'll put a prayer request on it.
Oh, well, thank you.
There's no need in me putting a prayer request on there if I have all other people to pray for, because God will see that my needs are met just praying for other people.
Amen.
So,
well, thank you for doing that. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Man. Aren't you glad we have people like Deborah? Mm. Man. And if you didn't know, we have a prayer wall on our website. You can leave a prayer request. And what's awesome is whenever you get prayed for, you get a little notification.
I love it. You can find it at myflr.org. It's under the resources tab. And right there are prayers just waiting for you to bring before the Lord. And you can click, I prayed for this. You can share your own prayer request. It's really an awesome community right there.
Check it out. Well, you may have heard this song before.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too.
I'm kind of hungry now listening to this guy. So that is Walker Hayes. He's a country star. He meets Pastor Craig Cooper and becomes a follower of Christ.
Mm.
He actually wrote a song about the pastor as well while he's an atheist. And we've got Pastor Craig Cooper with us morning. They've written a book, by the way. This is an amazing book. Sally, you've read this book.
It's just fascinating to hear how Pastor Craig had a love for somebody who really was not lovable
I know.
At the time.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The book is called Glad You're Here, Two Unlikely Friends Breaking Bread and Fences. So, Craig, you preached, it's unfortunately, Walker and his wife lost their daughter. She passed away before she was born. Actually, the whole process when she was being born. It was a real sad situation. Mm-hmm. And you ended up preaching his funeral. And you said that this was a time when he finally did become a follower of Christ. What was that like?
Yeah, he asked me to officiate a funeral, and it was a devastating time. But he went on tour, and God began to really continue to draw him. And then he secretly goes to Barnes & Noble and buys a Bible. And he kept it in the bag. He didn't want the family to know, didn't want anybody to know. And he just began to read and study. And then, you know, they took us out to dinner one night. He had said, hey, we've got something I want to share with you. And I didn't know, like, he had big stuff going on, you know, so was tour, was it, you know, what is this? And he says to me, I believe. I said, you believe? What do you mean you believe? What do you believe? And he said, I believe all of it. And I said, Walker, are you telling me you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that you want to live your life for him? And he said, that's exactly what I'm saying, bro. And I lost it. And I got up and I said, man, I got to give you a hug. And I gave him the strongest hug that I've probably ever given anybody, squeezed the life out of him. I sat back down and we just had one of the sweetest nights of my entire life. And we talked about everything. You know, we talked about him stopping drinking, you know, because at one point he had told me, I would believe there's a God if I could quit drinking. And so Laura and I were like, well, we're going to pray that that desire goes away. And that desire went away. And he quit drinking, you know. And then, later on, they moved next door. And here we are, you know, next door neighbors, brothers in Christ.
Hey, if you know someone that's a country music fan that doesn't know Jesus, mm-hmm. What do you guys think? I mean, this is the interview to listen to.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Absolutely. It's phenomenal to hear the story of a life restored. And how God chose a person to speak through him this message of hope. And it's a good.
It's beautiful. You got to check it out. It's on our podcast. Yes, good news. It's time for that good news of the day. This is Family Life Radio. We're Kankel Fritz and friends. And we want to hear your good news. 888-888-9976. Eddie is with us from Jackson, Michigan. Tell us your good news.
We have a benevolence team at our church. And when people call needing help with various things, we often as we can try to help them out. Well, we had a lady call a couple of weeks ago who had been without heat in her house for over a year.
Ooh.
It was going to be a rather expensive fix that we couldn't handle the whole thing. But we started calling a few of other churches around town.
Mm-hmm.
We had Baptist, Presbyterian, Roman Catholic, and two of the faith-based agencies around town that all came together, put our money together as one God-fearing, God-loved family, and we had a new furnace put into this lady's house.
Wow.
The only name I'm going to mention is Lammers, because they're the ones who did it, and they gave us a really good price to get it done.
That's amazing.
And it was just really neat to see the family of God from different denominations coming together to help this woman, and she is snug as a bug in a rug now.
Aw. Yeah. That's cool.
I love that. You know, that's what we should be doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, it is.
I guess we can have some difference of opinion on certain things, but at the bottom line, if y'all agree on Jesus,
there we go.
You can unify and do a lot of things.
One big, happy, helpful family.
Amen.
Yes.
Love that.
Well, Eddie, what a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, you're welcome. And now we have actually some partners in this. And when there's something comes up we can't handle, we have others we can call. And they can do the same.
That's neat.
So y'all could do this again?
I would say that likely.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That's pretty cool. We talked with Jennifer earlier. She called in for that 30-day challenge, and she told us how she became a follower of Christ.
I come from a family of addiction. I had my son when I was 13 years old. Lost custody of him due to my addiction. a baby, which I have a grandson and whom I've never met. You want to know what, though? I continue to move forward.
So how did God help you overcome your addiction?
Oh, my goodness. Through prayer. You know, my grandma and my grandpa, they were praying for me and praying for me. One day, I got so sick, and that was it. I was like, I can't do this no more. There was nothing wrong with me. The doctors, there was nothing wrong with me. And that was the day that I was like, no, that's it, no more. And so I believe that God has his angels swarmed around me, just carrying me through this whole recovery process. And now today, listening to the radio station every single day and encouragement for other people.
So it was because of some praying grandparents. I have the power of praying mom behind why I'm living for Jesus.
Amen.
She knew I was up to no good, and she actually said, she said, I prayed that you would get in trouble because I was out drinking and doing stuff that I shouldn't be doing. I prayed that you would get really right, good right. in trouble and it would make you turn around. And she was right. That's what happened. So.
Wow, that's yeah. one way to get your kids saved.
Send them to jail, Lord.
Pray for them. Lock them up.
Exactly.
Yes.
Family Life Radio.
You're amazing. You're doing such a great job. Really, you're awesome. It's National Compliment Day. We're Kankel, Fritz, and friends. We're talking about compliments and how they affected you growing up, whether you got them or you didn't get them. Donna's with us. What's your perspective?
I grew up in a family where they didn't do compliments because they didn't want you to get a big head. So I never got a compliment from my mother. My father passed away when I was fairly young. And the closest I ever got was one time I came home with straight A's and she said, look, see, you could do that all the time if you tried.
Wow. Oh.
My goodness. Yeah.
So I'm just curious, how do you think that affected you?
Oh, I know it affected me because I met my husband in college and he would tell me I was beautiful and I was smart, and I met his family and saw how they interacted with their kids, and it just, that changed my life. But at the same time, I thought back on, I would overhear my mother talking about me, like to somebody else on the phone or those kind of things, and she would say nice things about me to other people, and I thought she was making them up so she wouldn't be embarrassed.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, because she never said them to you.
Right. But as I got older, and then eventually I was the caregiver when she had dementia, and as I got older, she learned to see that my talents were not the talents that my sisters had. I'm more the mechanical-minded person, and the girls weren't supposed to do that.
Oh.
I'm an architect. I designed her house for her to live in when she became handicapped. And when she moved in, she would walk around and she would touch things and open up doors. And she would say, how did you know I needed this? And that it was such a beautiful house. I'd done such a good job. Wow. And I think in some way, when I met my husband and started, he was a preacher's kid, started going to church with him. That's how God saw me, that he knew what I needed.
Right.
And he was designing my life for me even before I knew what I needed.
How beautiful.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
So what's bringing you joy? We want to hear your joy report. Call right now at 888-888-9976. All right, Linda, what's going on?
I had a total knee replacement, and I'm just so grateful for all the people who brought meals over from myself and my husband. It was just really awesome, and it just brings so much joy.
It feels good to help people out.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Although sometimes it's difficult to receive.
It's humbling, but it's awesome.
In fact, I've noticed that whenever I'm on the giving end, there is a lot of, oh, you sure? Do you want me to pay for that? No, it's on me. I'm trying to think, do I do the same thing? I think I probably do.
I 100%.
Yeah, we all want to, you know, you feel 100%. Bad.
Yeah,
like, no, you don't need to help me. I'm okay.
Right, exactly. But the truth is that you're really being a blessing to that person that's giving, because it does feel really good to help somebody.
Don't remove the blessing of letting them be one.
That's right.
Okay, but I have a question.
Oh, Sally just raised her hand.
What was the best meal that was delivered to you?
Oh.
We won't tell anybody.
Oh, you know, it's funny. Pastor's wife brought this chicken and rice dish that was like so decadent and so creamy and, you know, not probably healthy, but it's so awesome.
Calories don't count after knee replacement surgery.
That's true.
That's right.
Yes. Because while you were out with your knee, they secretly replaced your tummy with a smaller one.
Exactly.
It's National Compliment Day. So, hey, you're doing a great job. You're awesome. And we love you. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Dana is with us. We're talking about how compliments affect you. So tell us your story.
I met a guy recently named Danny, and Danny has a barber shop downtown. Interesting story. Danny got his haircut when he was a little kid growing up, and he eventually saved money, and he ended up buying the barber shop. And he uses his barbershop as kind of a beacon of light for people who are in tough circumstances. So a man walked into his barbershop a couple of weeks ago, and he was pretty scraggly. Turns out he was a homeless guy. Danny starts cutting his hair, and he gives free haircuts to the homeless people.
Oh, wow.
And Danny kept asking him questions about how he was doing and what was going on in his life. And the man finally said, "I just wanted to get a haircut because I wanted to look a little bit better before I end my life."
Oh.
Danny started ministering the love of God to him, and he said, "You know, you're a valuable person. God's got some plans for you." And he started paying attention to this man, and that guy got up and he says, "You've made me change my mind." And there's a guy alive today because he walked into that barbershop and received a compliment from somebody.
I love that.
And he thought he was invisible, but Danny saw him and heard him.
Yeah.
And he paid him a compliment, showed him compassion, and there's a soul alive today simply because of the power of a compliment.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel, Fritz, and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.